The Ewan Grant Podcast, the Limestone Coast Triple M.
G'day, it's Ewan. Welcome to a brand new ep of the Ewan for Breakfast Podcast. Today we're talking movies, big screen and small screen. I want to talk Fringe, and of course we're talking footy. Round one is underway. Let's kickstart the podcast with a little bit of fun. Shane A is on the line, and we are talking movies. Shane, g'day.
Good morning, Ewan.
Now, mate, Dune 2 is causing headlines everywhere. People are loving it.
Yeah, massive box office hit. Been out a couple of weeks now. And it's the first movie that's broken some records. It just hasn't stopped. And I'm not the only one. People are going back seeing it a second time. And I think that's because it's just so much of an experience seeing it on the big screen, which I think you should see all movies. But yeah, check out Dune 2 if you haven't seen it already. I think you'll enjoy it.
Now, tell me all about The Great Escape, because we have talked about this.
Yeah, we reviewed it last week. It's supposed to be Michael Caine's final film, and I thought it's quite significant. It has got some great reviews, including from myself. It's a true story, a British sort of drama comedy about a man who escapes from his retirement home to go to France to celebrate the D-Day Normandy invasion, you know, just make some time there because he was there himself when he was younger. But Michael Caine is always good, and he's turned 91 today, so it's definitely worth mentioning. Happy birthday, Michael Caine, and apparently his last movie in cinemas now, so get there and have a look.
Now, we've got a quiet week movie-wise, but there are some great stuff coming our way at the cinema.
Yeah, Ghostbusters is a big one, and also we've got the Roadhouse movie, which is Jake Gyllenhaal instead of Patrick Swayze. That one, too, might be out in limited cinemas, but you're going to have a big, big Easter with none other than Jack Black returning in Kung Fu Panda. I think the kids and the families are absolutely going to love that one.
Shane, Grey is on Stan. What can you tell me about it?
It's actually pretty good. I thought it was going to be a bit run-of-the-mill because it's another one of those CIA spy adventures, and there's been so many of them lately. And this one is different because it is about a spy, a former CIA involved. And, you know, I guess you could say she was involved in a lot of activity within the government. She's been off the radar for 20 years. And then she returns because of some intrigue that happens concerning some family members of hers. And what it is that really appealed to me is Patricia Clarkson in the main role. I think she's terrific. And also her attitude as the character has to work with some younger spies. And that's kind of like a clash of cultures. In the meantime, there's this government conspiracy, as you can imagine. But if you like good spy thrillers, this is not run-of-the-mill. It's called Grey. It's on Stan.
Now, Irish Wish is on Netflix. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, Netflix have released this just in time for St. Patrick's Day. And it's kind of like a return for Lindsay Lohan. She was in the original Mean Girls 20 years ago. She had a little cameo in that new Mean Girls film that has come out recently. But this is her first starring role in ages. And it's just a beautiful rom-com, which is right up my alley. And it's got a beautiful Irish flavour to it. She is an American girl who goes to Ireland for a wedding. But the trick is her best friend is getting weddings. So it's like my best friend's wedding in Ireland, this one. A lot of fun. Check it out on Netflix. Irish Wish.
Now, Shane, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. You've got some more faves to check out.
The Commitments is my favourite Irish film from 1991. If you haven't seen that, just put on the soundtrack. Google it and listen to a couple of the songs. It's like a comedy of a blues jazz band in Ireland, which is kind of two opposites, but loved every moment of it. Also, Secret of Rowan Inish. I remember seeing that years and years ago when it was first released, and it just holds up as a good family-friendly fable. And also in Bruges, I think Ralph Fiennes, Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson in this movie. It's not for everyone. You'd be lucky to understand some of their thick Irish accents, actually, at times, but it is a classic film, in Bruges.
Shane, how can we find out more, mate?
You can catch me on social media at @movie_analyst, my YouTube channel. Just check out movie analyst Shane Adam Bassett and Sky News on Saturday mornings.
There is some great stuff to check out on the big and small screen right now. And if you'd like to know more, check out Shane A's social pages for all the details. It's time to talk Fringe. Fringe has been happening in Adelaide for the last couple of weeks, and it is almost done and dusted in readiness for Fringe to take place here in the Limestone Coast. If you're heading up to Adelaide this weekend, there is a show you do not want to miss out on. I tell you what, we love all things 80s. Awesome 80s, of course, all day on a Friday. And there is Fringe going on in Adelaide at the moment, and there is one show in particular that ties in so well to awesome 80s. We get to talk about it. Mixtape Australia. Michelle is on the line. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. Michelle, Mixtape Australia. It's all about the music that I love. Midnight Oil, Divinyls, INXS, Tina Arena, the list goes on and on. It just sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's going really, really well, and it's such a fun show to do. Like, you know, we've got the Easy Beats in there as well and Little River Band, and we are just, you know, celebrating all of the artists and all the songs that I guess have created change throughout our history.
So how did the idea come about for Mixtape Australia?
I've always loved Australian music, and I was brought up on Aussie music, Jimmy Barnes, Cole Chisel, you know, Little River Band, all of those bands, and my mum used to play it all the time when I was growing up, and so I've always loved it, and it's always kind of snuck into my shows. And I just thought I'd like to do something different and, you know, do a show which, you know, is music focused, but actually really talking about some of the movements that some of the bands and the artists have created. So like bands like Midnight Oil, in all their advocacy for, you know, Indigenous rights and land rights and environmental studies. And, you know, then, you know, the Divinyls, Chrissy Amplett bursting onto the rock scene in, you know, the 1980s, that would have been a very hard feat for her. And, you know, even the Easy Beats, they were Australia's version of the Beatles. And, you know, they basically kind of brought Beatlemania to, I guess, Australia and really opened the door for lots of other bands.
Now, Michelle, I've got to ask, how is Fringe treating you for 2024?
Fringe is great. Yeah, we're doing some great shows and meeting some beautiful audiences. We've got our Adelaide Fringe shows at Gluttony, which is in the Adelaide CBD.
Now, you guys are coming down for a festival to play in the Coonawarra, yes?
Yes, we're coming down for the Panola Coonawarra Arts Festival, and we're going to be playing Mixtape Australia at Brands Lara on Friday the 17th of May. So the program should be released really soon, and we're really looking forward to that.
Now, Michelle, for people who want to take a trip to Adelaide, want to check out Mixtape Australia, I mean, what are they going to walk away saying?
They are going to say it was, you know, fun. They were on their feet dancing. I think most people are saying the soundtrack of their lives. So most people are saying that, you know, they've been having such a great time and they're singing along. So, yeah, it's a really, really fun, upbeat show.
It is the soundtrack of our lives, and I say that so wholeheartedly. Mixtape Australia performing at Fringe in Adelaide right now, and a chance to check it out here in the Limestone Coast in May this year. Michelle, delighted to talk to you this morning. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for having me.
If you have missed Michelle's Fringe show, it is coming to the Limestone Coast in the next few weeks. Make sure you check it out. You will not want to miss out on this performance. Now, footy is back. The opening round took place last weekend. The first proper round of the AFL kicked off overnight. Jars from the Rush Hour was talking footy during the week with me. Jars, opening round. Were there any surprises, first of all?
Yes, look, obviously the Brisbane Lions were a bit of a surprise. I actually got that one wrong because obviously the Lions' home record is being dominant. So I missed the tip there. But Carlton's performance in that second half was one of courage, one of belief. And, you know, when your star players need to step up, and they did. And Charlie Curnow's performance, you know, four goals, five goals and 15, 20 minutes of footy was all class, and your class players need to stand up when you're under pressure as a football side. So that was a terrific game. Gold Coast dismantled Richmond, which was a bit of a surprise in that first half. But Gold Coast looked pretty sharp, so the Crows will have to be on their guard. Collingwood GWS game. GWS, they're the favourites. They're the favourites to win the flag this year. If they don't get any serious injuries, they are cherry ripe and ready to go, Ewan.
I was going to say, are any teams going to be worried after the opening round of the footy, given the fact that we're going to have our first full round of AFL this weekend?
Well, it's yes. Well, we've obviously got the Crows and Port Adelaide, and the Thursday night game, Carlton v Richmond, they'll have 85,000-90,000 there, Ewan. So, Richmond will need to bounce back, but... Oh, look, the
the round zero, whatever it's called. I'm not a fan. That's just for the northern states. But now we've got the real stuff starting this weekend. So the Adelaide Crows, it's a danger game for them up there against Gold Coast. You know, they're up and about now, as we spoke about. And Port Adelaide, they'll belt the Eagles by 100 points on Sunday at Adelaide Oval.
Jars from the Rush Hour, talking footy with me. It is going to be a massive weekend of footy action. The first weekend proper, all 9 games in the round. And, of course, Adelaide and Port taking to the field this weekend. We'll catch up with Jars next week on the Brekkie Show. And there'll be a brand new podcast exclusive to listener. Make sure you check out the Brekkie Show. You can listen in weekday mornings, 90.5 Triple M.